Is that what they called it, though?
No, they just called it a cellar.
Okay. All right. Another piece of glass that you look in to see your reflection is called
a mirror.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A house could also be called, where a family lives, a house could be called
dwelling.
Or another word that starts with an H?
Home.
Home.
There you go. Is there a difference between a house and a home?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Home's full of love.
Okay. All right. Lights and love. And what do you sweep the floor with?
Broom.
And did that house have a place outside where you could sit, maybe sit on a rocker, or what would that be called?
A porch.
Okay. Any other name you might use for
veranda? But I never would think of it.
Would you use the term veranda?
No, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't ever probably think of that.
Be a porch.
Okay.
Be a porch.
All right.
Porch is a porch.
What would you call shades on rollers?
Blinds.
Is that what
blinds.
You call
them? Yeah, blinds.
Okay. What about the central heating unit for a house? What would you call that?
Furnace.
Okay. And did this house have heavy windows that you put on in the winter?
No. No storm windows.
And when you went down into the cellar, you'd go down a set
stairs.
Of...
stairs.
Did they have any other name for stairs?
Steps.
We're just flying along. Okay. Household goods and clothing. You told me a few of the types of those wooden things they have in houses. They're called, chairs. And what do they call that? I'm sorry. What's this, for example?
Your couch.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned the chiffero. Were there any other types of that in there? Of
cabinets?
Were there cabinets?
In his house, mm-hmm. we had what we called a Mother Hubbard cabinet.
What's that?
Mother Hubbard cabinet is a kitchen cabinet that's probably 6 feet tall, too, and maybe 6 feet wide. And it had two doors on the top and bins. One was a sugar bin, one was a flour bin, and they had little sifters at the bottom. And then in the center, it had a revolving rack where they had jars with spices, pepper, or whatever you wanted to put in it, and place for dishes. And then the counter was porcelain. Mm-hmm. It was white, and you could keep it nice and clean, and you pulled it out so you could roll bread dough and things on it, or you could push it back, and it just made a little lip there for the cabinet. And then under it was a long drawer that you kept silverware in. And then there was four drawers on the right-hand side and a big drawer underneath it for pots and pans with a shelf for pots and pans. And that was...
That sounds like quite a piece of...
cupboard.
Huge. Were there any other types? Chairs and couches and that? They're all pieces of...
furniture.
Okay. Were there other types of furniture in the house that you can think of?
Yes. My mother had an old drop desk that had been in her family for years, and there was we had some straight chairs, finally got an overstuffed chair, and we had a Morris chair. Do you know what a Morris chair
No.
is? A Morris chair is an old chair that on the back of it had little sawteeth things behind rod, and you could put them in these notches. Therefore, you could lay the back down. See, you could lay it just a little ways.
Sort of like a recliner?
Yes, or you could lay it quite almost flat down and sleep on it, and had two cushions. And sometimes when we had company, us girls would sleep on that.
A Morris chair, then.
Mm-hmm.